Does anyone have any particular questions about what I've said tonight? Mark, yeah. Yeah. Okay, the question was, if you are engaging in conversation with somebody who's from the New Perspective on Paul, what approach would you use? I think it depends on... You see, the part of the problem is that the New Perspective on Paul is actually a thing that's come from the scholarly world. That is, it's come from people who've discovered all sorts of documents from the ancient world, all these sort of interesting documents from the Dead Sea and that sort of thing. And it's now filtering down into various churches. So it's sometimes it's hard to know if somebody has or hasn't been influenced by the New Perspective on Paul. If you are dealing with a scholar, well, there's all sorts of things you could say, but I'll have to tell you those later. If you're dealing with somebody, though, who is very, very big on joining the community, you know, that being part of God's community, if being part of the church, if being part of not just, you know, the church as an institution, but the church as God's people, if they're very big on that, you might just want to ask, do you think that is actually what makes you right with God? Is that what actually brings you into a relationship with God? And that's where I'd start. Now, the Bible, I think, is very clear that being in a relationship with God is not about joining the community. And the emphasis of the New Perspective actually is so much on the community. So I want to focus them more on Jesus than on the community. The other thing I need to say about the New Perspective on Paul is it's a very wide-ranging thing. It's not a thing that you can easily identify or say, there it is. And it affects many people in different ways, and it's just a perspective. It's not an actual sort of doctrine or teaching. So it's pretty hard to get a handle on as well. I hope that helps anyway. Yeah. Matt, yeah.
I've got some friends who claim to be Christians but don't come to church at all.
Mm.
And when I was engaging on that issue, they would probably say I was taking a new perspective on Paul and then he'd come to church.
Okay. Matt's question was, okay, I've got some friends who don't go to church at all, and they would say, if Matt actually engages them and says, why don't you come to church, they would probably say something like, well, I'm in a relationship with God only by trusting in Jesus, and therefore I don't need to come to church. Okay, well, the first thing I want to say is that you need to say is that I'm not telling you to come to church because I think coming to church will bring you into a relationship with God. I'm telling you to come to church... I'm asking you to come to church or begging you to come to church or whatever because that is what people who are in a relationship with God do. It's like if my children decided that they were never going to come to the family meal again. They just decided one day, they said, Daddy, I don't want to come to dinner again. I just want you to serve me dinner in my room, please, because I really don't like you or I don't like, you know, your company. Or I just don't like having meals. I'm a bit shy around meals. I want to say to them, well, you're in our family, so you come to the family meal. Now, I don't want to come to them and say, well, if you don't come to the family meal, then you're out. You're not part of the family at all. In fact, you know, the DNA, we'll have to reverse your DNA because you're not actually my son or daughter, you know. That's not, you know, what makes them my son or daughter is the fact that they're my son or daughter. But that's what they do. They come to the family. That's what coming to church is. It's coming and joining in with the family. It's a very good thing. But coming into the family or not being in the meeting of God's people does not make you a Christian. What makes you a Christian, what makes you truly in a right relationship with God is trusting in Jesus and his death and resurrection. Yeah. John.
Hmm.
Yeah, John's asking the question, do you think that you can slowly drift away from realising that you're justified by faith in Jesus Christ and start to think that you you just drift into it? Is that the question? That you might drift into justification by X, whatever X is, justification by being in church or by works or whatever it is. I think that's usually, yes, how it happens. And it's because people's eyes are not fixed on Jesus. It happens because you're not reading the Bible, or because you're not being reminded by Christians that Jesus is the reason that you're saved. And so you start to look at other things, and things that initially are attractive. So justification, it can happen. Justification by ministry is the thing I mentioned, that Christians, and it's a danger for us, I think, that Christians can see ministry, serving other people, as really good. And it is really good. It's great to serve other people, to teach other people about the Bible and to do courses in it and to, you know, get involved in church and get involved in evangelism and whatever. They're all good. And it's exciting and it's great seeing people become Christians and grow in Christ. And you start to focus so much on that act that you're doing and get so excited by it that after a while you forget the reason that you're in a relationship with God in the first place, because you're so excited by this ministry that you're doing. And after a while, you can start to think, well, it's that ministry that makes me special and important, and that's what gives me my status. It's what gives me the buzz. It's what makes me feel good. And then when things don't work, or when you find yourself burning out because you're doing so much of it or whatever, you can start to think that your relationship with God is actually no good because you're not a good minister. Yes, it can happen like that. So I suppose the long answer was yes. The short answer is yes as well. Yeah. It can, yeah. Medium answer, I don't know, yeah. Kester's guitar was in the air, but it wasn't his hand. Okay, yeah. Okay, I think we'll wrap it up there.